This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So just $10 his driver to the union. This means he got a place to eat and drink and relax in Union Hall, and when he run into any problems, can you, Uber don't do nothing for you but give you the jobs. But you can say Uber don't give you nothing. You crash your car, Uber don't give you nothing. So we need to switch from Uber to something else that's ours. But they just got technology. We got the technology. What is it? No. But come talk to me. Because I'm an old guy, 75, right? You know, so when you're going down the hill, sometimes you just fall and that's it.
I know.
So just, I'm passing. Okay, I'm here. Okay,
brother. I'm blessed.
May Allah bless you. Out. Shaq, you want to move?
Yeah, we're going to
front. Okay, so make
sorry.
I remember when this building was established about 35 years ago. It has served the legacy of three generations, this masjid, for people that pray. But 35 years ago, the neighborhood, the neighborhood changed, but the building didn't change. The neighborhood changed, the city changed, but the building didn't change. They just added some rugs, and it's a beautiful set of brothers. May Allah bless all of them. Give them, those who passed away, give them Jannah for their sacrifices, and may Allah bless all the Muslims for their worship. But for the number of Muslims that we have in this city, what's the guy who used to be the mayor? And he got his own magazine. What's it called?
Bloomberg.
Yeah, according to Bloomberg, there's 1 million Muslims in this city. Now, Bloomberg, he ain't got no reason to be gassing it up. He said, there's 1 million Muslims in this city. And I asked myself, where are they? There's 114,000 drivers in this city, Muslim drivers. 114,000. But they all gave $10 a day to their own union. They would control most of the cars, but they don't. They're all driving Uber, DoorDash, or somebody else's Dash. Because we're not using the resources properly. This city has 400 masjids. Maybe not this big, but 400 masjids. And, you know, but go to the community where they live in. So that's where we're going out right now. Go in the neighborhoods, you see that the buildings never change except for some rugs. But outside, it changed. And we're not aware. So that's why I'm here today. This is my city. I'm born in this city, in Harlem Hospital. I was here when this masjid was established, so I got a right to say what I'm saying. I'm a Muslim who love all the brothers here and all that there. But I'm walking from World Trade Center up to Yankee Stadium, walking and driving, you know, walking and, you know, riding, because I'm 75, you know what I'm saying? He can walk there, I can't. But we're going to walk and talk and meet and greet. I talk about what? September 11th, that we ain't had nothing to do with that. But we do have a responsibility outside this society. So when people say we something and we don't say we not that, well, we ain't got no voice. So I'm just walking to say the Muslims need to have a voice. The Muslims need to be responsible and not just praying for themselves. And 1 million Muslims who live in this city, if 100,000 of them gave $10 a day, how much is that? That's 1 million, right? We wouldn't have to be begging for nothing. So that's my message. Unity, empowerment, respect, brotherhood, community, leadership. You know what I'm saying? Social responsibility. That's the message I'm talking. To the young, to the old, to the Africans, to the Asians, to the Arabs, you know, to the homeboys, all of them. I'm saying this, what we're doing now, it's okay. But on a scale of 1 to 10, it's not even a 3. It's not acceptable to me. As a Muslim, as an American, as a person who used to be a Christian and who know the churches, I'm saying this is not acceptable. I ain't saying this mosque. I'm saying, our status as Muslims. You feel me? What's your name, brother?
Ismail.
Ismail. MashaAllah.
I'm watching the lectures a lot on YouTube.
MashaAllah. Keep me in dua. Listen, come with you and Isa. Y'all come walk with me, man. If y'all got to cut away and get your money, dude, and come back to where we at. It's a whole day, right?
Shout out.
I just need a crew.
Yeah, I'll be working on it in a couple of hours.
That's all. Hey, look, scan this right here to give you the whole program. Scan it right there. All the FAQs and all the stuff you need is right there. It's high tech. See what I'm saying? If I told everybody, listen, I just came in town, I got a truckload of money. Just meet me at the World Trade Center and we're gonna walk, and at the end everybody gonna get $100. I would get at least 10,000 people. Huh? But this is Edger. You got it? Okay, spread it out here. Somebody to cut. How you feel, brother? You okay?
Good.
Come on, no problem. Come on, man. I'm on it.
Alhamdulillah, it's good to see him in person, man. I like this guy right here. Alhamdulillah.
Why are you blocking the camera? Government. Good.
Put it that way?
Yeah. No. Just you got to turn this up. You alright?
Yeah.
May Allah bless my brothers, Ismail and Isa, and all my brothers from West Africa, and all my brothers whoever they are. Yeah. We're standing here by Masjid Medina on First Avenue and 11th Street. I was here when this masjid was first established around 35 years ago. You know, most of my colleagues are in the ground right now, so this is really like historical for me. But just to let everybody know, brothers and sisters, Saturday, September the 11th, if you're not intimidated, I'm in New York City. I'll be walking from the World Trade Center up to Yankee Stadium. Maybe I'm not walking the whole thing, you know, 75 years old, but yo, I'm walking, talking, meeting and greeting. And we're talking about the sentiment of September 11th, and we're also talking about the responsibility that Muslims hold. And so we're talking about solidarity and empowerment and responsibility and getting money, getting wives and husbands if we need, and having families, taking care of business, and moving into a different level of Islamic consciousness. That's what we come. May Allah bless all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah preserve you. Look, usually for that, after I finish, I usually give out my envelopes. You know how I do, because that's how I support the work. But today, you got that. You got the card. Just come join me, Aki.
Inshallah, September 11th, right?
Yeah, just join me. See, I got 5 spots. Just come join me. And whoever's with us, we're going to need something to eat. We just ordered a joint. That's your business right there. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about, man, making dua and just praying. No, we pray and we say. And we also, we make dua and we go get dollar. That's the deen's all about, the book and the buck, right? And the blessings. Uh-huh. You know, I want my brother say, Akim Allah, keep you blessed. Okay, good. Well, let's share some of that money that we got with each other. Let's buy from each other. Let's work with each other. See, I mean, that's the message I got, brother. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, 5 prayers a day, the Ramadan, the Juma to Juma, and the Eid to Eid day, and the Eid day. We all with that anyway. But it's about everything moving. 114,000 drivers. I mean, this is just mathematics. 114,000 drivers in New York? Muslims? If they gave $10 a day, how much is that, Ismail?
$1 million.
Huh?
You said $1 million, right?
100. Okay, how much is that?
100,000 times 10 is $1 million, right?
A day. See what I'm saying, Aki? That's what we need to be thinking like that.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking DoorDash, thinking Uber, Amazon. We can't be like thinking like chicken tikka, you know what I'm saying? No. Because the situation don't change, man. Look at this, all this is... It's not correct. You know, it's not correct in the 21st century in New York City the way it is today. This ain't, no. We're supposed to do it like this. The Jews, the Hindus, all that, nobody's gonna be doing it like that.
Yeah.
Just us. We gotta stop that. We gotta put ourselves into a different level. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been here long enough,
that we're supposed to have a downstairs garage or some kind of way just for bicycles and motorcycles and pull up in there and pay $50 a month. You know what I'm saying, I think?
Yeah. That's a fact.
Right? And all that double parking and stuff the brothers be doing, all that. No, man, this is New York, man. They go up, shoot. They just go up.
Yeah.
When everybody else went up, we ain't went up. So you do your underground parking and all that, because all the houses of worship in Manhattan. Come on, you got to have underground parking or something. Otherwise, we become an obstruction for people. Although we worship in it, somebody come to us. But we become an obstruction. We don't want to do that. We want to give the people benefits and ease. Right? May Allah bless you. Join me. I love you, man.
Love you.
Assalamu alaikum.
This is my grandson.
Yeah. What's your name?
Fahim.
So we did something right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.